Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Louie and Soph with your 8am Zlines. Construction workers across the country will walk off the job today as union members go on strike to protest the Commonwealth takeover of the CMFEU. All state branches of the construction union were placed into administration last Friday after legislation was passed in Parliament to allow a takeover of up to 3 years due to allegations of corruption, coercion and bike infiltration in the union. In Brisbane, members of the CFMEU, Australian Manufacturers Workers Union, Electrical Trades Union and the Plumbers Union will start work at 10am to join protest action at Queen's Garden. Protests in Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth, Canberra and Cairns are also planned.
A new report has indicated that the Great Barrier Reef health is very poor, despite the government investing millions of dollars into protecting the reef from threats. The report, released on Friday, says climate change is the main threat to the reef, fueling coral bleaching and poor water quality. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says an extra $192 million is being used to address problems with the reef's water quality, in light of the recent report.
Australia has recorded its hottest ever temperature, with the mercury topping out at 41.6 degrees yesterday in the remote Yampi Sound area of the Kimberley region in Western Australia. Provisionally confirmed by the Bureau of Meteorology, the temperature exceeds the previous record of 41.2 degrees recorded in 2020. This comes as part of a record hot month as an unseasonal burst of ongoing hot weather sweeps across the country. Hot weather is expected to continue, with Brisbane potentially seeing temperatures as high as 34 degrees later this week.
Anthony Albanese will today arrive in New Caledonia today to speak with leaders at the Pacific Islands Forum. The meeting, held amid tensions between the island and its coloniser France, will include leaders from 18 nations and discuss issues including climate resilience, regional security, health and education. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the yearly meeting is vital in addressing challenges which threaten the well-being of Pacific Island communities.
Residents of Santa Cruz, Bolivia, are being evacuated as wildfires continue to rage across the state. 265 firefighters have been deployed to fight 32 active fires, which have already burned through almost 2 million hectares of land. Bolivia's hot weather conditions and harsh winds have been blamed for the extreme fires, which caused the reignition of fires which were once controlled.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with patchy fog clearing, light winds and a chance of thunderstorm during the afternoon and evening. It's currently 20 degrees, with an expected maximum of 31. The UV index is expected to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more, and in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.